Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States and European Union continue to share similar goals to promote peace and prosperity through freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. And to those objectives, said Vice President Mike Pence on a trip to Brussels, we will remain committed. The United States and EU economies are the world's largest, accounting for half of the world's economic output. Transatlantic commerce and travel for business and tourism support 14 million jobs on both continents and improve the lives and well-being of all of our citizens. We reaffirm our commitment to free, fair, and flourishing economies that undergird our success and to cooperate in achieving that, said Vice President Pence. When it comes to terrorism, said the Vice President, we must be strong and we must be united in our efforts to confront threats to Europe's security and stability. This will require greater coordination and intelligence sharing among EU member states and between the EU and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. In addition to confronting terrorism together, clearly we must stand strong in defense of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of nations in Europe, in the wake of Russian efforts to redraw international borders by force. We will continue to support efforts in Poland and the Baltic states through NATO's Enhanced Forward Presence Initiative, said the Vice President. And with regard to Ukraine, the United States will continue to hold Russia accountable and demand that Russia honor the Minsk agreements, beginning by de-escalating the violence in eastern Ukraine. At the same time, the United States will search for new common ground with Russia, which President Trump believes can be found. The United States' commitment to the EU is steadfast and enduring. We are separated by an ocean, said Vice President Pence, but we are joined by a common commitment to freedom, to democracy, and to the rule of law, and we're confident that that bond will endure and grow.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.